Parshas Pinchas, there seems to be various very important storylines that come up throughout the Parsha that seemingly have nothing in common. We start off with the Bris Shalom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over to Pinchas because of his heroism, his ability to kill Zimri, that was recorded at the end of last week's Parsha, and he's able to become a Kohen due to that bracha. Afterwards, we go through the count of Am Yisrael, in which the Torah tells us a very interesting point, that B'nai Korach Lomesu, that the sons of Korach did not die, despite the fact that it seems as if Korach and his entire family perished in the wake of that civil war. Nevertheless, B'nai Korach were able to survive, as is recorded in the middle of the count of Am Yisrael. Afterwards, we have the story of the Miroslavchad, the daughters of Tzlafchad, who very much desired to live in Eretz Yisrael. They were nervous because of the fact that their father had previously died, that they were not going to be Zocha in the Nachal of Eretz Yisrael, in receiving Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, and they requested for Moshe Rabbeinu that they'd be allowed to partake in the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, despite the fact that the father had previously died. Afterwards, the Torah tells us about Yehoshua being appointed as a leader in Moshe's stead. We know that Moshe is not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the request that there's going to be a succession of leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yehoshua. Am Yisrael will not be bereft of the leader, but will have Yehoshua to lead them in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Lastly, we have the Parshas HaTamid and the Korbanos recorded at the end of Parshas Pinchas. What is the connection, if there is at all, between these seemingly very random events that take place in this week's Parsha? And I think that if one were to analyze the connection, it lies within the fact that the Torah is trying to convey a very important message, and that is that a person is not penalized for the sins of the past, and one can very easily overcome difficult, and in fact sometimes sinful, past circumstances or past family members in order to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one is not bound by the negative influences that may haunt them from a previous life, a previous generation, or previous moment in history. I think that we see that quite clearly. Pinchas, for whatever such reason, was not granted the kahuna. He was ridiculed as being the grandson of a person who fattened food for Avodah Zarah, and nevertheless, because of his heroism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Bris Shalom, and due to that fact, he is able to become a Kohen. We see that B'nai Korach Lomesu, how did they not die? What was their Zchus? The different Midrashim record different reasons as to why they were able to not fall prey to the rebellion in which their father led. But despite the fact that their father was leading this civil war, they were able to stay focused on what was important. One medrash goes as far as saying that they did not want to, chas v'shalom, show lack of kavod and disrespect their Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. Others say it was because they were too involved in the carrying of the Mishkan for them to partake in such pettiness that their father was prone to. Nevertheless, they are not bound by the sin of their fathers. They're able to overcome that. Quite clearly, we see that with the Tzlafchad. Tzlafchad died for various sins. The Midrashim and Mepharshim try to figure out exactly why. But despite that, the love that his daughters had for Eretz Yisrael was not something that was to be ignored. And the sin of their father was not going to be held against them. In fact, some of the Mepharshim explain that B'nai Tzlafchad were quite aware that they would have some type of nachla, but they were nervous it was going to be Me'ever Yarden, somewhere on the other side of the Jordan that did not have the same level of Kedusha as Eretz Yisrael, and therefore their request, quite similarly to that of those who wanted Korban Pesach Sheni, Lama Yigara, why should we be left out of the nachla, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? That's exactly what the request was all about. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu sins, and because of the Mei Meriva, not going to be able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, Am Yisrael is not bereft of a leader, but Yehoshua is pointed in his stead. And we see that despite past transgressions or sins, there's going to be the next generation which is able to overcome those past problems that one may have thought initially would hold back the next generation from flourishing and being successful. And I think that this idea is encapsulated by the end of the Parsha. the end of the parsha, we deal with the korbanos, and primarily the first korban, which we learn about, is the korban atamid. And the korban atamid tells us every single day a korban is brought once in the morning, once at night. And this korban personifies a consistency in terms of one's ability to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That day in and day out, there is this opportunity to rectify the past sins that one may have been plagued by, whether it's from the past generation or whether it's from a person's personal past. Nevertheless, every single morning and every single night, there's opportunity for Avodas Hashem as brought by the Korban Tamid. And therefore, the Bnos Chavchad were able to overcome the sins of their past, as with the Bnei Korach. And Am Yisrael were zochah to have a leader, despite Moshe's being his shortcomings in Mei Meriva. And Pinchas, despite his suspect lineage, was able to overcome that by killing Zimri, who was the Nasi of Bnei Shimon, and because of that, he's brist with Brisi Shalom. We should be zochah to learn from these individuals and understand that even if we are plagued by past experiences or past sins, nevertheless, we have the opportunity every single day, like the Korban Tamid, to overcome those past sins and transgressions and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.